This is Train for Trade Skills Radio.
My name's Rowan Kenrick. I'm from London, and I'm currently doing the plumbing NVQ2.
Welcome to T4TS Radio. Today we're joined by Rowan, who is joining us from our Southampton Centre at ATO. Hi, Rowan. How are you?
Very well, thank you. How are you, Milko?
I'm very well. Thank you for asking, Rowan. Rowan, before we start, could you tell us a little bit more about your career up to date, please?
I've currently been through a number of careers, self-employed, owned a bar, currently working in maintenance and as a site manager.
And what inspired you into plumbing? How did you decide to pursue that career?
I basically just wanted to increase my skill set so that I had more opportunities for perhaps a different career in the future, perhaps even self-employed or working internationally.
That sounds like a good plan. And how did you find about Train for Trade Skills?
I actually looked on the internet and there was a list of companies and they seemed the most upfront and clear, so I chose them.
And are you finding some of the things you have been doing in your career up to date useful to your practical training at the moment?
Yes, certainly. I've had quite a lot of hands-on experience in the past through maintenance and stuff, so that is helping a bit. But there are people on the course who have got no experience and are doing absolutely fine. So I think the course works for both skill levels, some that come from the trade and some that are new to the trade.
Okay, but you fancy changing career, you found about Train for Trade Skills, and you came down to our Southampton Centre of ATL to do your practical training. How are you finding it, Rowan?
Very enjoyable. There's a great sense of accomplishment every time you sort of manage to build the structure that you're asked to do, and it doesn't have any leaks. Yeah, there's definitely a good sense of accomplishment that inspires you to the next section of the course.
Rowan, you mentioned your international experience and you're coming from South Africa originally. After you gain your qualification with Train for Trade Skills, how would that help you in international level?
Well, as I understand it, the City and Guilds is recognized in a number of countries across the world, and there would be a slight adjustment to local conditions, whichever country you were in, but being a nationally recognized and internationally recognized qualification, it should be quite easy.
Oh, that's great. How are you finding the tutors at Train for Trade Skills?
I think they've all worked in the trade so for a number of years and are now obviously doing the training. So they're bringing a wealth of experience from the trade into the workshop, which is being passed on to us, which is fantastic.
Just after you enrolled in the course, we send you some materials to study from home, as well as the virtual reality program. How did you find it, and was it helpful before you came to do your practical training?
I will say there is a lot of text, but it is relative to what you're doing. So the more time you put into that aspect of it, the easier you'll find it when you come to the college. Whether or not there's too much of that information, I guess that relies on the individual.
And what are the things you have most enjoyed?
The thing that's most enjoyable, I would say, is the fabrication of the pipe work and the fact that if you get it right and it's all measured up right and has no leaks, there's a great sense of accomplishment.
And I would imagine this gives you a lot of sense of achievement to yourself.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, there's a good sense of achievement after all the hard work. It's definitely worth it.
And have you got any tips for people out there who are listening and who are not sure whether to pursue a career in the trade? What would you tell them?
I'd say what I say to everybody about anything. If you think about it and you keep thinking about it, you'll never do anything. The point is you need to take action and get stuck in and start your own course, or whatever it may be, whether it be plumbing, electrical, or managerial, whatever it is, you've got to knuckle down, pay your money and get stuck in and get the job done.
Which leads me to the next question, Ron. What is the big plan after you finish your course and qualify it? What would you like to do?
I would ultimately like to work self-employed. I don't think it would suit my personality to work for a company. So yeah, that would be my ultimate goal, would be to start my own business plumbing, whether here or in South Africa. I'm not quite decided yet.
Well, whatever you do, Rowan, we wish you best of luck when you finish your course and when you become qualified. Thank you very much for joining us today.
To find out more, go to www.trainfortradeskills.com.